you call.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Big Bay Morning.
Ooh, that was a heavy love trap. 408 says, I was literally in tears listening to that love trap. And now I'm laughing because of the song that you played afterwards. You guys always choose the best songs to match the love trap. Listen, we don't know for a fact, but it sure sounds like he possibly got this other woman pregnant.
We do know that he had an affair, though, so because he did admit that. Bill on the texting hotline says, Greg, did you come up with the name of the flower shop this weekend based on your personal experiences? No, Bill, I did not. Thank you so much for asking.
Liz said, juicy love trap broke my heart, though, and I think Benny made a great call by ending it and getting off the air. Yeah, it just felt like we should take her off the air. 669 said, bruh, that fool is a D-bag. As a man, I even know what he did was foul. On behalf of all men, I am so sorry. Yeah, dude, that was crazy. Well,
what a horrible way to find out, too. And, like, she was away with a family emergency. That's when he decided to do this?
And we will follow up, hopefully, on Thursday and, you know, see what she has learned. And I do imagine it will be that he got her pregnant. Oh, and then where do you go from there? I mean, you leave, right? I mean, I hope, like...
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Okay. I bet there are some people out there that may try to make it work. Dang. And I bet you he's going to try to do everything he can to convince her to stay, but...
I think the only time you make it work is if you live in a little hillbilly town and there's not a lot of options. But you're in the Bay Area, girl. There's a lot of men out here.
Well, speaking of breakups and divorces... People reveal the moment they knew their marriage was over. There's some juicy ones here. How about this one? When I read text to another dude about how much fun she had sleeping with him.
Well, yeah.
And how quickly they could marry once she was, quote unquote, free.
Once she killed her husband.
He said, I got divorced 4 months later, and yeah. Those two lovebirds broke up when he wouldn't leave his wife.
Oh, wow. Well, served her right, I guess.
Another one says, when I would go down into the basement and pretend to do laundry and organize just to get time by myself. I knew that I no longer liked him.
If you're choosing to do laundry over spending time with your husband, yeah, the marriage is probably on the rocks.
Could you imagine this one? When I ended up in therapy with his mom instead of him.
Oh, good God. Yeah, that's bad.
I mean, there's no way I'd be doing that. I'm not going to go to therapy with the mother-in-law. I mean, if we have beef, we don't like each other. Oh, that's one thing, which is already going to be difficult. I'm not going to therapy with her.
Yeah, but imagine how interesting it would be to be with Vanessa's mom in a therapist's office. Like, what would y'all even be talking about?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm so lucky I have the best mother-in-law.
And the best wife.
And the best wife. Of course, yes. Another one says, I just come home from another 12-hour shift at work. The baby's diaper was dirty. The house was a mess. The sink was stacked with dishes. And my ex was goofing around playing video games like always.
When you just kill him. No. I mean, that's not even a divorce. That's when you choke him.
She said, I just had one of those light bulb moments. It went off. And I realized it was easier to do all of these things alone. So bye-bye.
You ever get so mad at your significant other that you just, like, you go blank? Like, you just black out for a minute? Mm-hmm. Like, you ever have a moment?
Oh, yeah.
I've had those moments before where it's just like you lose all control. Mm-hmm. There's a fine line between love and hate.
Yes, and I try to walk away and during those moments because nothing good's going to come out of my mouth or hers, and we're not going to, we just need to take a breath. And we've gotten better with that. You know, through the years, because it is easy. In the heat of the moment, you say things, and then you regret saying those things. So it's just like, let's take a breath, walk away. We'll come back when we're calm, and we can have a conversation.
Well, y'all are going on, 15 years of being together?
First date was February 2007.
So okay, there it is. Yeah.
We're getting there, 14.
Getting there. Woo!
Coming up.
All right. And you're still making it work.
All right. Hey, listen, last hour, Jamie in Belmont, she got 9 out of 10 in the Big Money Minute. She was so close to the $1,000. Can you get all 10? Well, we're going to switch it up this hour. We're actually going to look for caller 9 to call us at 888-456-9970. Right now, we're looking for you. Caller number 9. If you can answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds, you're going to win $1,000 on your Taco Tuesday. Good luck. We're going to play next.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
Let's do it. And we're playing with Monica in Fairfield. Good morning, Monica. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Just excited that I was colored mine.
Yeah. We are excited too, Monica. We want to give away $1,000. We got close last hour, so let's do it this hour.
10 out of 10 gets you $1,000. 60 seconds on the clock. Good luck. The game starts now.
Ready, set, go.
Who did the U.S. gain independence from?
From Great Britain.
If Bill Clinton was the 42nd president, who was the 44th?
The 44th. Is it
Pat? True or false? China is a continent.
False.
Where are the Lyft headquarters currently located?
San Francisco.
What is 88 divided by 11 plus 9?
17.
Spell indecisive.
I-N-D-E-S-C-I-V-I-S-E. Oh, I don't know. That was bad.
What country were boomerangs invented in?
Australia.
In the nursery rhyme, who sat on a wall before having a great fall?
Humpty Dumpty.
In PEMDAS, what does the P stand for?
Oh, Tentacy.
Yes. Ooh, only got through 9 of them. I got to say, you did pretty well. Sounds like you're running a daycare back there.
We have 5 kids in the house.
I can tell, and they're all going crazy. What are they doing back there, girl?
They're all eating breakfast, and I'm not even in the same room as them. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you're going to go back in. Breakfast is going to be everywhere, all over the kitchen. Hey, yeah. You did well, though, for having 5 kids in there. You still kick butt.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm pretty sure they're throwing Fruit Loops at each other while you're in the other room. But let's go through them so you can get back to figuring out what your kids are doing. The United States won their independence from Great Britain. You passed on the second one. Bill Clinton was 42. Barack Obama was 44. China is not a continent, so that is right. It is false. Lyft is in San Francisco. 88 divided by 11 plus 9, that is 17. Indecisive, I think you know you spelled that wrong. It's INDECISIVE. Boomerangs invented in Australia. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And yes, in PEMDAS, the P stands for parentheses. So you got 7 out of 9. That's a good job for what you were going through.
Thank you. That was hard.
Well, you did well, Monica. Thank you for listening, and you and the kids have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you guys too.
All right, see ya.
Wow, we're 5 kids. That's a big responsibility.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
Benny,
I can't even keep up with the one here at the house.
I feel like, Benny, you'd be taking a lot of trips to the corner store.
I'm just going to go for a drive for 8 hours. I'll be back.
You definitely wouldn't be complaining about going to the office if you had 5 kids at home.
You'd be in here.
Yeah. You'd be in that studio right now.
Catching COVID and everything. I'm there.
Let's go.
And you are about to hear that secret sound. Thanks to our friends at Commonwealth Central Credit Union. The $5,000 secret sound is back. Sound number one is up to $1,000 right now. And here is what it sounds like. Gregory, what is the first clue of the day?
Oh, you want a clue?
Yeah, baby.
Here's your clue. Kids love me and hate me.
All right. Kids love me and hate me. Caller 9, we're looking for you. Call us right now, 888-456-9970. You have a shot at winning the $1,000.
Let's go.
Secret sound. Which is worth $1,000. Irene in South City, the money could be yours. You just have to identify that secret sound. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing, girl?
I'm doing good. I finally got through. It's so stressful to get.
It is stressful, but you know what?
Yes.
You are playing for $1,000 right now.
And here is what the sound sounds like one more time. And we'll even give you that clue one more time.
Kids love me and hate me.
All right, Irene, what do you think the secret sound is for a grand?
It sounds like the spinning wheel on the
life game and they spin it.
On what?
The life, the game, the life, you know, the there's a
oh,
wheel.
Oh, yeah. Life, they, the board game? The life?
Sounds
the,
like that.
Spinning the wheel. Okay. Is that the secret sound for $1,000? Spinning the wheel in the life game.
So sad. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Irene. But cross that guess off your list and call us back at 920. We'll play once again, all right?
Okay. I got to take my blood pressure pill.
Girl, you too? I got a couple over here, too. I got to take them, too.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
You legit do. You take your blood pressure. I see you once, at least once a day there in the Zoom camera, taking your blood pressure.
I have like a little machine that I monitor my blood pressure with, and it's always high at this time of day.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Because I'm always screaming at art.
Oh, exactly.
It's two-way street.
All right, so we throw another $100 in that secret sound jackpot, so $1,100 at 920.